On Friday night in Tampa, about 150 Ferguson Solidarity protesters shut down streets and bridges in and around downtown. It even took their message against police violence to a city-sponsored Christmas celebration in Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. In the streets, they chanted things like, "Hands up, don't shoot," "Black Lives Matter," and "I can't breathe." After an hour of speeches and chanting at Gaslight Square Park near police headquarters, demonstrators marched west on Kennedy Boulevard around cars and through intersections. Police on bicycles and horses blocked traffic while the rally migrated to the Kennedy Bridge over the Hillsborough River. That's where protesters stopped and chanted for several minutes. Later, they continued past the University of Tampa before doubling back toward Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. One person with a very personal reason for marching is Natasha Clemens from Sarasota. Her son was killed by sheriff's deputies. She wasn't able to go into too many details because the case is not yet resolved.
My son's name is Rodney Mitchell. His life was taken by two Sarasota sheriff deputies June 11, 2012.
And what can you tell us about what happened?
What I can tell you is that they took his life. His life was taken by two Sarasota sheriff deputies.
And what do you hope will happen?
I am seeking justice. I'm seeking a day in court.
What makes you come out to this rally? What is it about this rally that makes you come here?
Because it's extremely important for me to support others. So I'm here to support others and also to keep myself encouraged.
And what do you think about the turnout, about what people are chanting, what some of the signs you've seen? What do you think about that?
It makes me sad. It really, really does. It makes me sad, but it makes me strong. It strengthens me. So we just need to continue to unite and stick together and become one.
When the demonstration reached Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park, it was already crowded with people gathered for a Christmas concert and tree lighting ceremony. They stood amidst the crowd for 15 minutes chanting and holding signs, even as the Christmas music and fake snow continued. Two bystanders near where I was recording led into a profanity-laced tirade against the demonstrators. One suggests the protesters should go to jail. Listen carefully, it may be difficult to hear what they're saying over the sound of the helicopter hovering over the demonstration and the band beginning to play "Santa Claus is Coming to Town."
This stupid ass bullshit is what it is. I can't believe they're at the class Christmas
Can you believe that?
To find out why they were upset, I attempted to interview one person who yelled at the protesters, but he refused to be interviewed. Chris Lee Carpio is a member of the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, one of the groups that organized the rally. She disagrees that bringing their message to the city's tree lighting ceremony was crass or insensitive.
My response is that they probably came to the Christmas tree lighting ceremony to celebrate the holidays, which are supposed to be about community and togetherness and people reaching out to one another, caring for each other. But I don't think that's something we can properly celebrate until we address that all lives are equal and all lives deserve justice and all lives deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. And Eric Garner didn't get to participate in the holidays with us. Michael Brown didn't get to participate in the holidays with us. And we figured that it's time that this country stop denying the corruption and the racism, and that we say that there is no real Christmas until we can assure that lives are treated equally in the U.S. and that black and brown lives are respected alongside white lives.